These processes of body and mind are so influenced by conditions and ideas, beliefs. It's so easy for delusion to enter in. And so a lot of our opening here in terms of noticing our body and mind processes is to begin to recognize how easy it is to misinterpret, misperceive, experience, and begin to hold our view or our experience of the world a little more lightly, as opposed to solidifying around it, saying, this is what is. The experience here is happening in the moment, and we are experiencing what we're experiencing, and yet we take it to be a kind of an absolute reflection of what's out there. And it is much more creative than that. And so in the process of perception, in particular, the delusion, very easy to slip in. We recognize things in dependence on so many. It's not as simple, actually, as, just seeing, for instance, and recognizing what's seen, the context of where something is, other information like smells and other emotions can all influence a perception. So this is the constructed nature of the recognition itself. So, for example, you might walk into the dining room and see on the table plates of orangish slices of food. So the colors, that peachy, orangey color. And depending on the location on the table, it's at the end near the silverware, the mind might recognize it as melon. If it's on the end near the plates and bowls, perhaps it recognizes it as squash. Well, this makes sense, of course. I mean, we learn through conditioning the various, savory food on this end, sweeter food on that end. And so that enters into our perception. And sometimes we can even see the mind kind of trying on perceptions. And especially on retreat, at times we can see this kind of take place. The other day, walked into the dining room and saw these flesh-colored, orangey-colored things on the table. And first the mind perceived it as cantaloupe, as melon, and then there was this conscious recognition, no, wrong spot on the table. What else could it be? And then the mind kind of tried a few things, says, oh, squash, that's what it is. And so we can see this perceptual process at work. Conditions, situations influencing what we recognize. This not only happens in our field of physical experience, but also in our minds, recognizing our emotions, our moods, the context of what's happening to us can influence what we interpret, how we interpret, or how the mind interprets. It's not even me doing it. It's just the mind kind of automatically, based on these conditions, familiarity, this situation, this is what the emotion would be given this experience. And so again, it can be easy to make a mistake. The mind can misperceive. The mind easily misperceives. And the misperceiving itself is not a problem. I mean, it's just the mind kind of doing its best. Mind does its best to recognize what's happening and kind of puts it out there and says, here, try that. But if we're not really noticing the process of perception as a process in the mind, we can easily take that kind of result of that process, and where the mind kind of pulls something out of its filing cabinet and says, this is what it is. And then we just take that to be what it is. And subsequently, not only are all of our perceptions are shaped by conditions, you know, where we are, what's happening, feelings, etc., then from that, whatever the perception is, our views, our beliefs, our ideas, associations with that perception are pulled in, and then all kinds of other things tumble forward. And so if we're taking that perception to be reality, we can make a mess of things, or just simply be confused. Another example. One retreat, I was waiting for an interview, and the interview ahead of me went along on for a long time, and so I was waiting outside the door for maybe as much as 10 minutes. I'm just sitting there waiting, and there was a kind of a vibrating quality in the body, energy coursing through the body, and I had often been anxious while waiting for an interview. What am I going to say? What's the teacher going to think? Do I have a good report? Am I going to remember my report? And so there's all this stuff going on. And some of that was going on, but I was noticing. I noticed this physical experience. And in that situation, sitting waiting for the teacher, the mind labeled it, recognized it, perceived it as anxiety. And so that's how the mind was recognizing it. I was actually doing a noting practice at the time, so I was sitting there noting anxiety, anxiety, anxiety. And on this particular retreat, I had been noticing that as I really connected with what was happening, often there was a shift, and you know, there was perhaps a little bit of an ease that came around what was happening. And at some point I noticed there was nothing like that going on. And I got curious about that. I said, this is interesting. Often when I'm really connected, it feels like I'm connecting with this experience. But there's nothing like it. It's kind of staying here. So I got a little more curious about it. And that curiosity manifested by actually kind of touching into the physicality a little bit more clearly. I had been really acknowledging it through this idea or perception of anxiety. And so I came into the physical contact and feeling the energy just kind of really rapid kind of vibrating energy starting at the feet, kind of bubbling up and kind of, ooh, it was pretty intense energy. But as I sat there with that energy, felt it more completely, at that point, let go of the label of anxiety and just felt the energy. After moments, the mind instead recognized it as rapture. And at that point, the whole experience began to shift very dynamically. And so that there was kind of a, you know, the rapture actually got stronger. The intensity of it got stronger for a few minutes, and then kind of began to, kind of like a crest of a wave breaks, and then kind of began to flow out. And so the perception of anxiety was based on, you know, the feelings, the sensations in the body, the kind of energy coursing through the body. It was very similar to experiences of anxiety I'd had in the past, plus the situation of waiting for the teacher, times I had been anxious in the past. Mind kind of put those together and said, oh, this is anxiety. And then the interpretation of that whole experience, you know, while the mind was kind of relating to it as anxiety, certain things were tumbling forward. And so this, you know, kind of checking back in to, well, what's actually happening here? What's the physicality here? Letting go of the perceptual label, just kind of, it's almost like just like stepping back and say, well, what's going on? That created the conditions to have a different understanding of the experience. And so often we do take our perceptions and just like, okay, that's what it is. And we don't recognize that we are relating to experience through the perception, that we're not actually contacting the actuality of experience. This is a powerful way that perception connects with delusion. Or Saito Utejaniya at one point used the word, well, through Matet. I don't know what he was saying in Burmese, but through Matet, he said, delusion co-opts perception in its service. And so the delusion just kind of weaves right in with that perception saying, yep, that's what it is. Believe me. And so as we see these processes at work, again, seeing the conditionality of this, how our experience is shaped, reveals these things and the curiosity to do, and what else is here? It can be so simple. And the practice itself is so simple, just the witnessing of what's here. Now, what it reveals, what we see through that simple receive, the practice itself is simple. What it reveals, what we see, is mind-blowingly complex. How these relationships come together and shape our ideas and views, and how those views then shape what we perceive. It's amazingly intricate, the workings of the mind. And yet what sees that intricacy is very simple. It needs to be simple, actually, to see what's here. And so again, a reminder, don't pick this up as a project to figure out all of these little pieces. It's settle back, receive, relax. Curiosity about what's here. And with this understanding around conditionality, the mind begins to learn . And that learning supports the wisdom that helps the mind to let go. Release the craving. So it's time to stop.